Hello and welcome to Backyard Catch. This is Nick Roby. We are here in Uptown Charlotte once again. This time we are here for the ACC tip-off, the start of the men's basketball season. Super pumped to be back here with y'all. We've had, it's crazy. This thing has been going on for, you know, already a day already, day and a half, with the women coming in. So the men took over the second half, starting with the commissioner coming in and giving a forum, and then we had six teams come in, which feels like a lot. And then you look at the schedule tomorrow, and it's double that. There's 12 because there's 18 teams. It's wild. You have the three new teams that came in, obviously, with SMU, Stanford, and Cal, and then also Notre Dame, you know, because it's not football, they're in this here. So it is super fun. It's drinking from a fire hose. I mean, each team has about 15 minutes. And then you go into the breakout rooms, and the next thing you know, the next team's ready to go. So if you're wanting to hear from all the teams or wanting just to get a sense of these different teams and coaches and players, you got to be going all the time. So you're constantly trying to be charged up, ready to go. Super interesting. So this is fun, and it's kind of cool that it was also here for ACC kickoff for football. It doesn't even feel that long ago, but look up. It's October. Basketball starts next month. And here we are. So super fun. The commissioner, yeah, he did talk again, not as long as it was for ACC kickoff. Definitely was emphasizing that the revenue, like the new revenue model and just the different things with the settlement coming and, you know, that they're trying to be ahead of that as revenue sharing with the players. And of course, they have the lawsuits, you know, coming with Clemson and Florida State. And so kind of talked about that a little bit, but just that how they're ready for those and feel like they're in a good, you know, position. And really just, I think it's definitely a sense that I think from up top, the league, from the commissioner and from the league is emphasizing to the rest of these teams. And there's definitely been more talk about how that the AZ has not gotten as many teams in to the NCAA tournament as much as they would like, and really feeling that the ACC's been missed a little bit. And it's interesting to hear like different coaches and you know, different feels, you know, of to why that is. I think a big thing is that, you know, they were talking about how there's been a couple of, you know, Hall of Fame coaches that have, you know, hung it up and you don't have nearly as maybe as much of the national notoriety as talked about. There's been a big talk of, you know, how November and December are big when it comes to narratives, because, you know, you have the preseason where people have an idea of what teams will be. And then past that, in November, December, you play these non-conference games, and based on how you do it, and then you have the teams play each other, and that's where narratives can get set in. And the tough thing too is you have some programs where they don't really pay attention to basketball as much until, you know, after football season's over, and, you know, you're talking in January, February. And so, and by then, a lot of times you can have these narratives already kind of set. So it's an interesting thing to tackle. One that I think it's very important for the ACC to capitalize on and really try to emphasize, because with all these teams, you want to show, I think the league is better than what has been talked about nationally. And you want to get more of these teams up into the NCAA tournament, because it helps everyone as a whole. And I think with beating each other, I think it more emphasizes the strength of the league versus that just because you don't have, you know, say the Dukes, North Carolina, is like if there's a year in Virginia that where they're not as strong, maybe these other teams are better, versus sometimes it's looked at as like, well, the league's not as strong because so-and-so is not as high. And for better or worse, that's just the way it is right now. And so, you know, it definitely emphasis have made of just how many teams have made, you know, Final Fours or Elite Eight, Sweet 16s. I mean, even with only what, five teams that made it last year, three of the teams were in the Elite Eight. You had a conference game between Duke and NC State with a trip to the Final Four. NC State goes on this magical run. They win five games in 5 days in the AC tournament. They make it all the way to the Final Four, and they finish 10th in the league. I mean, like that has to mean something. You have Clemson making the Elite Eight for just like maybe the second time ever. And they have Duke coming in there as well. So it's a very interesting league. And I think a lot of fun things to talk about. And so I'm excited for tomorrow, because we're going to hear from more teams. But from today, we got to hear from Stanford, Florida State, NC State, Duke, Georgia Tech, and SMU. So it's a good little mixture of some new teams, some teams are looking to continue to rise. Then you have a big brand Duke, who I would be my guess is that a lot of people are picking to win the league in the preseason. Stanford was interesting because, you know, you have the whole aspect of them coming across the country and with a new coach. And that was talked about, when it comes to the ACC kickoff. But it's interesting when you come to start coming into sports like for basketball, it's like, you know, you're prepping for one game for football in the 1 week, whereas in basketball, you're going to have what, you know, the typical Tuesday or Wednesday game, and then you have a Saturday game across the country. That's going to be interesting to see how those kind of teams navigate it. You did have Blake's from Duke. He did transfer to Stanford, so that was interesting to hear from him and just kind of the feel for the team. And Stanford is just going to be interesting to watch if they can continue to build that up. But I enjoyed hearing from them. You have Florida State, who from Florida State's perspective, you know, they had probably a down year, and Hamilton would say that. Leonard Hamilton would say that. And the curious thing for him is be how long he's just been coaching for a long time, and how long will he continue to go? So that'll be interesting to hear from. When you hear him talk, it just was you kind of felt that he really spoke up for the league a little bit within the breakout rooms and in the press conference, and just feels like the league is actually better than it's been getting credit for. And, you know, it's very interesting. He also mentioned that it's tough because you're used to only having a couple of, you know, maybe your new freshman guys, maybe one transfer, but a couple of your freshman guys, those are your new recruits. And now he only has a couple, you know, two returning guys. I mean, I can't tell you all these teams. It's like, we have three returners and seven transfers. We have two returners, you know, five transfers, a couple freshmen. Like, the guys that are coming for a lot of these teams, most of these teams only bring in two players. Those guys are the returners. Like, that's it. Everybody else is either a freshman or a transfer. There's a lot of two-time transfers. So I think it's even harder in basketball to predict how these teams are going to do until you start seeing them play, just because there's so much newness. There's so much cohesion that's trying to come together. It's more that just a lot of talk about how to build a culture and how to really instill in that. So it was cool to hear from him. NC State's coming off that Final Four run. And like, how do you capitalize on that with all these new pieces? Like, there's eight new players coming in, and just they're being focused on trying to be focused what's in front of them. But that's hard to, like, how do you follow up with that? And that's kind of the big question with them. Duke's picked to be a lot of times at the top of the conference, but they have a lot of young pieces. Cooper Flagg, you know, top player in the country, coming in a freshman. What will his role kind of look like? They're replacing a lot of production, you know, and Jeremy Roach transfers to Baylor, you know. So Proctor and Caleb Foster, that's the other guy. You know, Foster came off of the season and injury, so, and Proctor's stepping up into more of a main type of role. So it's a lot of guys filling new pieces. You can tell John Shire in his third year feels a little more comfortable, a little bit more a feel for what's going on, because, you know, it's hard to follow up after Coach K, and let alone this is also his first coaching job, head coaching job. He's only been the assistant. And so you definitely feel there's more comfortability in that. So you have to feel really good about Duke coming into this, but it just, we're also trying to see a lot of, and we're going to learn a lot in this early season of what these teams different are. Georgia Tech, Damon Stoudemire, you know, there's just like kind of cool confidence about him for sure. And he just says what he thinks, and not really too worried about it. But, you know, it was interesting. He kind of pointed out how his background in the NBA is actually helping when it comes to NIL, because he's used to talking about money. He's used to talking about that. He's used to that being a part of the conversation. And now it's more out in the open. But he said it can't just be about the money. It's got to be about, because when you just get focused on the money, you miss on all these other things, you know? And so just emphasizing how last year was just like trying to get used to the league, and in the sense of like getting used to the coaching styles, getting used to, you know, going to these different places. So We interested to see Georgia Tech upcoming. There's a lot of potent energy there. And then when it comes to SMU, they've got Andy Enfield, who came from Southern Cal. And in his first year, SMU is making the transition, you know, to the ACC. What's funny is that two teams that he was playing with, Southern Cal and Stanford and Cal, were now coming in as well. But they're definitely emphasizing that Dallas is that it's a good middle ground and it's not as tough as some of these other places trying to travel across the country. SMU could be like one of those sleeper teams. They get Boobie Miller, who was at Wake Forest, who transfers in, and I think that will help, you know, SMU in trying to get a feel for this league. But there's just a lot of feeling out that's happening right now. And so they have, those are the six teams. That's pretty fast, but you know, there's 18 teams and there's a lot more fun things to come. It's really fun. So tomorrow we got, you know, Syracuse, Tech, North Carolina, Virginia, Cal, Wake, Boston College, Louisville, Clemson, Notre Dame, and then Pitt. The one team, unfortunately, that won't be here is Miami. Miami is not able to make it because of the hurricane, with Hurricane Milton coming through. And just also wanted to, since we're just talking about that, just wanting to, yeah, since the last time we've really gotten to talk, just with Hurricane Helene that's hitting through my part of the country, and then you have Milton coming through Florida, just so much devastation. Just definitely a lot of thoughts and prayers that are going up to that area. I know a lot of people, it took a long time, and people in my area in South Carolina to get power back and to get, it's just get a new sense of normal. And then just the devastation in North Carolina and Western North Carolina, that's just really hard and really sad. And so, you know that we're, that if you're able to help, I know that, you know, it's been nice to be able to help, and in even just a small way. So shout out to those who are doing that, and definitely keeping, just definitely let people know like what needs are to me about, because that takes precedent over, you know, this is basketball and it's fun, but that's bigger. And so hopefully everything is okay with Hurricane Milton as well. So hopefully Miami is good with that. So yeah, that'll be tomorrow. And of course, a lot to talk about with them, but it's just nice to kind of hit and kind of see each of these different teams while we're in the midst of football season. We have this as well. So guys, I really appreciate you listening. I'm super excited to hear more from tomorrow's show and hear some of that. So thanks for listening. And for now, we are signing off.